The Carpenters. Early one Saturday morning, there was a bunch of carpenters building a large church in a very small community. The construction company over the project needed extra help, so they turned the recruiting process over to the unemployment office of that town. The requirements to work on the project were very simple. One had to be at least 21 years old and have worked in the construction business for at least 1 year and possess the hand tools necessary for work. After all the positions had been filled, the work was in process, and it was now the seventh day at work. This particular day, a conversation struck up amongst two of the carpenters regarding religion. It became a very touchy subject, for all of the men had been working together beautifully until religion became a topic of discussion. All of the different denominations combined were about 20 amongst the 80 men who were hired. Some were Baptists, Catholics, Religious Science, Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, Pentecostals, and there was only one atheist. The topic became so strong that the men began to argue about who Jesus was and who he wasn't. The atheist, in his anger, attempted to lift his crowbar and hit one of the carpenters who was a Baptist. Immediately, a Buddhist grabbed the atheist's hand and took the crowbar from him and laid it down. In the midst of all this, coming down the sidewalk on the outside of the fence, was a young lady pushing a wheelchair, which sat her disabled 8-year-old son named Billy. Billy and his mother thought it was a beautiful project, especially since it was a new church. There was a sign outside the fence stating, "No pedestrians are allowed to enter," and hard hats had been worn. Although the mother read the sign, Billy looked up with happy eyes and insisted that she'd push him through the open gate area so he could see the men work. Billy had always wanted to be a carpenter. Sadly to say, he had a rare disease that crippled him, and he was born with no hands and no feet. His mother knew how bad Billy wanted to be a carpenter, so disobeying the signs, she pushed him through just to see him smile again. She heard the commotion going on, and from the tones of the men's voices, it seemed as though a problem had occurred. However, she kept on pushing. She didn't realize that Billy had heard everything, for he had an unusually keen sense of hearing. He also saw the Buddhist stopping the atheist from hitting the Baptist with the crowbar, but he acted as though his only concern was to see what the carpenters were doing. As his mother slowly pushed Billy, she noticed that the carpenters, one by one, began to stop what they were doing, and all eyes were on little Billy. They all noticed that Billy had no hands and no feet. As Billy sat there, tears began to roll down his little rosy cheeks, for he knew he would never be able to build like the carpenters he saw. His mother held her head down as usual when she felt the pain of her dear little Billy. She didn't want to cry, but like a mother's love, the tears still come flowing down. Unfortunately, the atheist was still angry, and he wanted to get the last word, and he looked at the Baptist again, and he said, "You'd better thank your God, because if I had a hammer..." And in a split second, little Billy began to cry because he was very sensitive, and he lifted his right shoulder with no arm and said, "Dear sir, if I was able, and if I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land, I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out warning, I'd hammer out the love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land." It was as though time had frozen and no one could move. Big, strong men with dust all over their faces began to look towards the heavens as the tears began to roll down their dusty cheeks. They were so familiar with the words little Billy quoted, and they had never thought about the song until they heard the compassion in little Billy's heart. Billy looked up at his mother and told her that he was now ready to go. As she was pushing him, the atheist picked up his hammer, and everyone panicked because he began to walk slowly behind Billy and his mother with his head hanging down. Strangely enough, a month before, the atheist had attended his father's funeral, and the song, "If I Had a Hammer," had been his father's favorite song. The atheist's father was also a carpenter, and he would always emphasize safety when handling tools around your fellow workers. It grieved him to hear the words to the song again. When Billy and his mother got to the fence, the atheist stopped them, and he laid his hammer on little Billy's lap, and he took off his yellow hard hat, and like a crown to be placed on a king, he set the hard hat upon little Billy's head and said, young boy, you can have my hat and you can have my hammer, because after what you just said, I couldn't serve a God that would allow me to kill another fellow worker. That carpenter walked off the job, never to build again. Little Billy, with a puzzled look on his face, thanked the carpenter for the hat and the hammer, and his mother pushed him all the way home with the hammer on his lap, the hard hat on his head, and a smile on Little Billy's face. One day, a friend of Billy's by the name of Tyrone had come to spend the night. Tyrone was 9 years old and full of fire and always came up with great ideas. Tyrone would always pray to God, "Oh God, please give me another idea." And of course God would. Tyrone would create anything just because he could. He loved helping little Billy because Tyrone had all of his limbs and was able to help Billy to do the things he normally couldn't do for himself. They were the best of pals. That evening before bedtime, Tyrone had noticed the yellow hard hat and the hammer on Billy's trunk. Tyrone thought it was a nice hammer and it looked to be very expensive. Tyrone, with his cheery personality, looked at the Billy and said, "Mr. Billy, I think you've been shopping for tools. What are you going to build now?" Billy laughed with his deep, beautiful dimples and commenced telling Tyrone the story about the carpenter that gave him the hat and the hammer and all that had happened. As you know, little boys will be little boys. So Tyrone got to thinking about the whole story, and the two got very busy that evening. No one knew what was going on in that room, but knowing Tyrone, it had to be something special. Finally, the boys had fallen to sleep. Tyrone woke up about 6 o'clock in the morning and headed for the restroom. While Tyrone was in the restroom, little Billy had awakened also. A loud hammering sound awakened little Billy's mother. She knew the sound was coming from Billy's room, so she quickly rushed into his room, and with a big, beautiful smile on her face and a tear in her eye, she had noticed that Tyrone had taken duct tape and broken off a half of a yardstick and wrapped the hammer around one end of the stick, and with the other end, he had tightly taped little Billy's shoulder, and it was allowing him to beat on the table like the carpenters. His mother could not help but cry and laugh at the same time, and she ran to give little Billy a hug, and he looked up at her with a twinkle in his eye, and once again he said, "Mother, I've got a hammer. I'm going to hammer in the morning. I'm going to hammer in the evening all over this land. I'll hammer out danger. I'll hammer out warning. I'll hammer out the love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land." Well, years had passed and little Billy grew up and people started calling him Big Bill. He never forgot his passion for construction. He would constantly flip pages with his mouth while he read many books on building and construction, as well as management. One day, in a silent moment, he asked God to show him what kind of gift he had, since he had no hands and no feet. And it was as if a lightning bolt had hit him, because he said to himself, "God, I only have a mouth." And with that thought in mind, before long, Big Bill became the head foreman over one of the largest construction companies on the West Coast because of his knowledge from reading so much. Billy had figured out his gift, and once again he said, "Lord, I cannot build, but I sure don't have any problem giving instructions."